Hello and welcome to this podcast brought to you by Charles Cameron and Associates. Today we'll be discussing the importance of your credit score and the impact this has on your likelihood of being offered a mortgage, along with some frequently asked questions. When you're looking to buy a home, it's important to have a good credit rating in order to secure a mortgage with the most competitive interest rate. Part of the mortgage process requires an assessment of your creditworthiness by any potential lenders. Your credit score shows how well you've previously handled your money and financial commitments, including past borrowing, any missed or late credit payments, as well as how much credit you're currently using. The higher your credit score, the higher your chance of being offered a better mortgage rate. The main credit reference agency used by the majority of mortgage providers in the UK is Experian, while Equifax is used more for unsecured borrowing. The way each agency calculates your credit score differs slightly, so it can be sensible to check your rating with both agencies. Your score is an indicator of your likelihood of being offered a mortgage, as well as what type of mortgage product you're going to be eligible for. Experian offers a free credit score check to users who sign up on their website. Every time you apply for credit, whether it's for a loan, a new mobile phone contract, or even to buy car insurance where you'll be paying the premium monthly, a credit search will usually be carried out on you. Searches will either be a hard or soft inquiry. Soft inquiries do not leave a footprint and will not affect your score. However, hard inquiries can negatively impact your score by up to 5 points and can take a couple of months to be removed. Therefore, it's important to be mindful not to apply for credit too frequently. So, what is the minimum credit score needed to get a mortgage? Since there isn't a minimum credit score needed for buying a house, the exact score you will need will vary depending on the lender. It's common for credit rating agencies to evaluate credit scores based on 5 categories: excellent, good, fair, poor, and very poor. It's a sensible idea to check your score and discuss your result with a mortgage advisor who can advise you on the most suitable lender for you. If you have a low score, it does not necessarily mean that you are ineligible for a mortgage loan, but you would benefit from understanding all of your options. What is considered a good credit score? According to Experian, on a scale of 0 to 999, 881 to 960 is considered a good score. Different credit agencies use different rating systems, so what is considered to be good score can vary. If your credit score is below 881, it's important to work on improving it as soon as possible. In addition to increasing your likelihood of being offered a better mortgage rate, understanding your credit score is also useful for a variety of other financial situations. This includes your chance of being approved for a credit card or a personal loan. How to boost your credit score. Lenders assess many other factors along with your credit score to determine your eligibility for a mortgage. Some of these factors include your savings, the level and type of debt you have, along with your salary and other income. It's important to be able to demonstrate to lenders that you have a history of managing your finances well and to rectify anything that's negatively affecting your credit file. For example, if you have multiple credit cards with available credit, or if you have a large overdraft arrangement, this may cause concern to lenders as your future debt could become unmanageable should you draw down on these credit facilities. Therefore, you can minimise this issue by closing unused credit accounts and reducing your approved overdraft limit. If you already have a mortgage and are struggling with debt, it's best to be honest with your lender rather than having unexplained missed repayments. Bankruptcy or county court judgments can also have a negative impact as it takes 6 years to be wiped from your credit file. It's also important to keep in mind that having joint bank accounts or joint loans can create financial association between you and the other person or people. This means that their past and future financial behaviour can affect your credit score too. It's important to build up a credit history as insufficient credit information makes it more difficult for lenders to properly assess your creditworthiness. In order to maintain a high credit score, it's also important to keep up with required payments as this shows financial responsibility. It's beneficial to register on the electoral roll at your current address as lenders use your name and address to validate who you are before considering your eligibility for a mortgage. Therefore, if you've recently been a student and you have your banking and other address information recorded at your family home, make sure that this is updated before you start applying for credit so that your financial history is correctly logged. It can take several weeks at least for bank account and credit card information to appear on your credit report, so it's a good idea to deal with any outstanding debt sooner rather than later, as this should start to improve your overall credit score. For more information on how to boost your credit score, read our Knowledge Hub article titled Boost Your Credit Score. You can now find our Mortgage Matters podcast on a range of platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, and Google Podcast. Don't forget, our professional, friendly advisors are on hand to support you and can help you explore all of your options.